Journalists in Venezuela say they increasingly are afraid to do their jobs. Reporters and camera crews have been attacked by angry mobs, usually supporters of President Hugo Chavez. Chavez's supporters accuse the news media of being overly negative in their coverage of the president. NPR's Martin Casti reports from Caracas.
Covering politics in Venezuela has become a contact sport. In the studios of Global Vision, an all-news channel in Caracas, politics reporter Pedro Luis Flores reviews the tapes of his previous night's work. You see how they're throwing a bottle at us, Flores says, pointing at the angry crowd on the screen. They're attacking because they saw the camera in our car. Flores' tape is shaky because he and his cameraman never dared to get out of their unmarked car. In fact, as they drove by this pro-Chavez demonstration, they barely slowed down. The same crowd also attacked two other TV crews, seriously injuring at least one person.
Tengo un mes tomando clase de defensa personal.
I'm taking self-defense classes now, Flores says, and I'm working out on a more regular basis because I have to be in shape to handle assignments like this, which I'm afraid are only going to get more common. Violent incidents like this have coincided with President Chavez's slide in the opinion polls. As the economy founders, he's been the target of critical news coverage and a barrage of negative opinion pieces. In response, he's accused the media of conspiring against his government. In this speech, recorded by a local radio station in December, the president railed against what he called the media's disinformation campaign.
From the moment you wake up and turn on your TV in the morning, the campaign has started. And when you turn on your TV in the middle of the night, there's the campaign. Open up the pages of the newspaper and you'll see the campaign. So why should I shut up? They're all networked against the people, networked against the truth.
Robert Cox, president of the Inter-American Press Association, says these speeches are making life dangerous for Venezuelan reporters.
I mean, they're incredible. They are exactly the same as the things that I've seen before, where the idea is to discredit the press so that they will stop reporting. I mean, it's Orwellian, completely Orwellian.
Cox, who once worked as an editor in Argentina during the dictatorship there, says the Venezuelan media are under pressure in part because Chavez has been so successful in defeating his political rivals. In the last election, Chavez routed the traditional political parties, and his allies now control the legislature and the courts.
The political class is being completely discredited, what's happening now is that the press is taking the place of an opposition party in a way, which is very dangerous and very difficult, but at the same time it's probably very, very necessary, because what you're seeing here is the chipping away of democracy every single day.
But Chavez's supporters don't see this as political balance. In their eyes, big media corporations are sabotaging Chavez's promise of a populist social revolution. In this poor neighborhood of Caracas, the sight of NPR's microphone triggered angry outbursts. There are a lot of reporters here who don't tell the truth, says Cesar Montilla, an unemployed Chavista. As far as he's concerned, he says, this is the most democratic government Venezuela has ever had. So far, Chavez has not directly curbed free speech. While he's threatened legal sanctions, as of yet, no reporters have been jailed, no newspapers or broadcasters closed down. He's even given speeches lately asking his supporters not to harm journalists. But Vladimir Viega, a prominent radio reporter who used to support Chavez, says the real danger isn't the government, it's the emotions that the government has churned up. In this climate, Viega says, it's not the government that worries me, it's the fanatics in the streets. The fanaticism on both sides makes a journalist worry about what things he can say. Martin Casti, NPR News, Caracas.